بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. We are on the 55th part of spiritual discourses, and we have been discussing the causes of pride. The cause of pride is also strength. If there is strength in the body, it generates pride. A strong man takes pride before a weak man. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a good body, a strong body, a healthy body, then do not look down upon those who are not healthy. Just like a person, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, visit the graveyard. Why visit the graveyard? It will remind us of death. Because when you go to the graveyard, and these days, unfortunately, we do not go to the graveyard but when there is a janaza funeral. And now it has become a fashion also that if the salat janaza is not near the graveyard, then people make salat janaza and do not even go to the graveyard. And that will be losing, according to the hadith, that you will lose one kirat of sawab. And a person who goes right through, he'll get two kirat of sawab. Fortunately, there are many graveyards that cater in the side for salat janaza, so the person has to now attend the salat janaza and also go near the burial site. Besides that, unfortunately, we do not want to go and visit. We do not want to go to the graveyard just to visit with the real object which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated. Go there so that you remember death. And these days, unfortunately, there are a lot of graveyards where people go and all the wrong activities are taking place there. We should not participate in any wrong activity besides the graveyard. Remember that many of these things tantamount to clear shirk, so we should stay away. But now coming back, we should know that when we go to the graveyard and remember death, what happens? That a person knows, one day I'm coming here. One day it'll be my place of resting. And eventually, we are going to go there. So when a person thinks of the end result, then pride will go away. Haughtiness will go away. Arrogance will go away. Greed will go away. Vanity will go away. Because he knows, I'm coming here. This is my abode. Sooner or later. And that is why one person was standing by the graveside in a small locality. So they asked, why are you standing there? Why are you waiting all the time? He said, one person has owed me money. I'm waiting, he has to come here. I'm waiting, he has to come here. Everybody has to go to the graveyard to go and rest there, for the better or the worse. Now, that a person who's got eyesight should appreciate it. And how do we appreciate it? By looking at the right things. A person who has got ability to hear, he should appreciate it as a boon and favor from Allah. How he should appreciate it? By listening to the right thing. A person has got the ability to speak, he should use it how Shariat wants us to use it. A person has got the ability to think, he should use it how Shariat wants us to use the capacity, ability of thinking. A person has got the ability to walk, to move, he should use it to move in the right direction. And that is called appreciation. Now, a person who has got the ability to see, and now instead of looking at the right thing, he looks at the wrong thing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish that person. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi has stated that if Allah Ta'ala has given you eyesight, then look at four things. Look at the Ka'batullah. Look at the Rosa Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at Kitabullah. And look at Awliya Allah. Look at Ka'batullah. Why? That you will know Tawheed. Look at Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You will be reminded of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His effort for deen, sacrifice for deen and risalat. Look at Kitabullah. You know and be reminded of the message of Islam. And when you look at awliya, pious people does not mean in our age so many mashaykh. No, you look at the alim of deen. You will look at a good Muslim. When you see him, you are reminded of Allah. That's a wali of Allah. Not a person walking in the air of walking on the water. No, don't wait for that. That's not happening. Now, so if a person does not use his eyesight, but he uses his eyesight for evil glances, he uses his eyesight looking at nudity, pornography, looking at his soft porn and hard porn, then this person has denied the favors of Allah, will be destroyed. There are so many houses, marital relationships breaking because the husband or the wife is looking at porn. And they do not deny it. Other causes are habitual alcoholism, drug taking, not fulfilling the conjugal rights of each other, not maintaining the wife, and then extramarital affairs. All this destroys. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability to listen, hear, do not listen to music. Do not listen to gossip and backbiting, slander. Do not sit in the gathering where they are talking nonsense. So much time is spent listening to nonsense and sitting in gatherings where we're not supposed to be is unreal. You rather sit alone. You rather sit alone, listen to Quran. You rather sit alone, read Quran. You rather sit alone, make zikr of Allah. You rather sit alone, read some kitab, than to be in a gathering, listening to nonsense, backbiting, utter useless, vain talk. When Allah has given the person the ability to walk, to move, to be mobile, then that person will be rewarded if he goes to the masjid. That person will be rewarded if he goes to talim. That person will be rewarded going into the right places. But as soon as that person goes to the casino, to the cinema, to the dens of haram, to the areas of prostitution, to nightclubs, to dancing clubs, to music and rave clubs, to areas to buy drugs and alcohol, to areas where sin has been perpetrated and where transgression has been done, then that person obviously is not respecting what Allah has given. And all this is when a person has got pride. A pride person, he feels, I've got the strength, I'll go where I want. I've got eyes, I'll look at what I want. I got ears, I look at what I want. When a person develops this in himself, he feels that this is my property. This boon and favor Allah has given me. Not realizing that we should regard it as a boon and not exploit it in the wrong places. And then when we do not regard it as a boon and do not appreciate it, as a result of pride, we utilize it in the wrong places, Allah will punish us. And the easiest way is to appreciate it. Every now and then a person should contemplate, should ponder and think, should sit alone. And we do not do these days because we are too busy. Just analyze for yourself, everyone listening, how much of time is spent on the social media. We have become like robots. We have become addicted to the electronic media. Just take a sheet of paper and write down how many minutes, how many hours we spend on SMS, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, looking at the video, looking at television, looking at the computer, looking at email, looking at Facebook. Just put that down and see how much of time is spent on useless, futile activity. Divide it, what is essential, what is not essential. Then you will realize, unfortunately, so much of most valuable time which could have been spent in remembering Allah, zikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran, study of Islam, positively, that is not done. But time has been waned away, wasted away in futility. Why? Because a person says and feels, this is my time, I will use it how I want to, out of pride and arrogance. And what we should contemplate on, which I was coming to, then think, I have got eyesight. Think about the person who does not have eyesight. Think how incapacitated he is and how blessed we are. Think, I have got the ability to speak, and look at the person who does not. Think how much boons and favors Allah is giving. Think about the person who cannot hear and I can hear. And think about the person who cannot walk, is paralyzed, is paraplegic. Think about that. And then when you think, humble oneself. Become humble and simple, appreciate. Because when we do not appreciate, that's when arrogance sets in. That's when pride creeps in. It is just the sheer strength of body. Because the person is healthy, he thinks, I can use my health in those places where Allah does not want you to go, does not want you to utilize your capacity, your potentiality. You take it, unfortunately, in the wrong places, Allah will destroy us. And remember something, that every boon and favor Allah has given us is a test. So the eyesight He has given us is a test. The hearing ability and capacity He has given us is a test. The ability to speak is a test. The ability to smell is a test. The ability to be mobile and move around is a test. Because this whole dunya is a test. And that is why some ulama have written that when the child comes into the world, the baby cries. The baby cries for numerous reasons. Forget the medical reasons. But our ulama say the baby cries because that it is leaving the comfort zone of the mother, and now coming out from the comfort zone, it begins to cry. And the baby is coming into the dunya and knows that the dunya is the place of trial and tribulation. Already it begins to cry. And the baby comes into this world of test. Now he's going to cry, whether I'm going to pass. So this world is a trial and a test. And we have to account, that is why at the end of every trial and test, there is an examination. You'll find that in school, in college, university, everywhere, in Darul Uloom, Maktab, everywhere, half-year exam, final-year exam, full-term exam, semester exam. Why? And we also go in that direction. We're going from this world of test into the akhirat, into the alam-e-barzakh, where the test is. But fortunate we are, we know the questions. We know the three questions. How much preparation have we made for the three questions? We know what we are going to be asked about. And are we prepared? Are we ready? So may Allah Ta'ala grant us ability not to be boastful of our strength. And no pride must come because of our strength which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, and we should not look down upon those who do not have this stress, the strength which Allah has given. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.